For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on loss, grief, and the pathway to mental wellness, all the while nourishing my soul with the music and art of the late, great indie rock singer, songwriter, poet, David C. Berman. How are you doing today? I am well. It is a beautiful day out. I'm encouraged to go for a walk. I've already been on a short walk, but I want to, you know, I just got some new headphones. It's funny. Years ago, I remember when I went to performance school, performance writing school, comedy school. I went and promptly upon finishing, I went to LA and did the Groundlings course. And then when I came back from LA after I ran out of money, I ended up getting a job writing for this radio station. And I remember meeting the gentleman who would be my boss and mentor. And I remember him saying to me once, like, he's like, you've got all the gadgets, you've got all the tricks, you just got to put in the work now. And it's the same thing. It's like, you know, I want to go for this walk. So, you know, I got to get new running shoes and I got to get running clothes or walking, you know, better clothes to wear walking. I shouldn't just wear my civvies out, you know, and instead I just need to fucking get out there and walk, you know, that's what there is. And it's nice out, and it's not going to be nice out. January and February are not nice in Canada. They're not that nice in Toronto. It's miserable. It's soul-crushing. It can be soul-crushing, but when the sky is blue and beautiful and cloudless like it is today, you've got to take advantage of it. And I need to not make any other excuses. I've dropped my Christmas 10 pounds that I randomly put on at the end of November. And held on to through the month of December. I've pretty much whacked that away, but that's cost me an extra month and a half of weight loss that I would like to be working on. God, I'm just, you know, it's just, I was going through photos the other day, and I was looking at these photos from 2014 when I was in Hong Kong and Manila, the Philippines. And my face is so much smaller and thinner. And back then, I was trying to lose weight. Like, I'm never happy. And it's miserable. That's just miserable. It's a miserable way to live, to just never be at ease with yourself. And I don't know what the solution is, but it's not drinking your face off or eating all the pot. It doesn't seem to work. You know, it makes me feel good for the time being, but it, you know, when I wake up, there I am. So there's that. Now, I want to tell you a little story, I suppose. And it's the story of when I used to work for Starbucks. And I worked uptown, so I had to, I don't know how I did it, because I made like $10 an hour. I was a shift supervisor. I made like 10 bucks an hour, and it costs like $2.50 probably each way transit wise, you know, and then you eat lunch, and I was paying rent and all the rest of it. And that's the house that I don't remember eating in. I just ate in pubs. How was that possible? How did I do that? I don't know, but I did. At any rate, I would always have when I worked the second morning shift. So there's two people that would come in and open, and then there would be somebody that would come in at 7 o'clock. And when I came in as the 7 o'clock person, I would usually get there for about 6:30 and sit in this window seat on this bench seating in this window facing the intersection of Eglinton Avenue and Young and what was it called? Craighurst. Young and Craighurst. So the intersection of Young and Craighurst is where I would sit out to, and I would eat a bran muffin, a honey bran muffin, and drink a grande green tea before I started my shift. And I did this all the time. This was something that, you know, just a good way to start my day. I was into green tea back then. I was into the properties that it supposedly had, and I felt good, and I was in my 20s, so it was impossible not to feel good, right? Like, this is back when, again, I don't remember eating in my house. So there was a lot going on back then. And anyway, one day I came in to work, and I had switched shifts. And I had switched shifts for, you know, the 10:30 shift from the 7 o'clock shift. And when I came in at around 10 o'clock, I noticed, as I was walking up the street, I noticed plywood on the window facing Young and Craighurst. And that seemed odd to me, because a window is typically something that's translucent and you can see through. And plywood is the opposite of that. So sitting in my favorite bench seat would be awfully difficult to do in a way that, you know, would be relaxing, just staring at particle board or plywood rather. Anyway, when I walked in the side door, I noticed that the bench was not there, and there was more damage than it appeared from the outside. And apparently what had happened was a car was turning onto Craighurst from Young and slipped. I don't know whether it was icy. I don't recall that. I feel like it was springtime. So I'm not 100% sure what happened, but they drove through the window. And when I asked what time it happened, they said about 6:45 in the morning. And it struck me like a bolt of lightning that had I not switched my shift, there's a good chance that I would have been sitting there and I would have been a victim, or at the very least a part of an accident that wasn't very good, you know, for somebody sitting there, the front end of a car hitting you. At the very least, my legs would have been broken, you know, like at the very least. I don't know the rest of it, but that's, you know, that's, it was just off-putting. It was eerie and it was off-putting. And at the time it was a catalyst. And I guess where I'm going with this is why can't these things be catalysts all the time? Why would it be a catalyst at that time? And then years later, it goes away. Because I didn't remember this story until the other night. I was out with a friend and I was talking, and I immediately wrote this story down because we got talking. And I realized that this was something that I wanted to share, because I'm always looking for a catalyst. I'm always looking for something to move me in such a way that I will get my shit together and move forward. I should be able to reach in my back pocket with that story alone and go, you know what? That was pretty fucking rad that I didn't die there, or that I wasn't, you know, completely fucked up. And use that as the catalyst always. But instead, you know, I go searching and I don't know. Do you know what I'm trying to say? If you do, send me an email, jd@mediumalchemist.com. I'd be interested to hear what you think of all this. The ultimate end point is that there is no getting it together. One of the things that I've learned in the few recent years is I'm not a project. It's not like a few things that need to come together. It's, you know, it's a lot of things that need to come together, and they need to come together with a lot of hard work. And it's not just about, you know, putting in an hour of work one day and banking on those changes. It's constant work, and it's constant hard work. And there are many times that I just don't want to do it. And that's deflating and frustrating and really quite difficult to wrap my head around. Do I want to get better? I think I do. I think so. But I don't know what's on the other side of that door. I just don't know.
Get him out of there. What if it costs 25 cents to wake up in the morning? $1, $10. Pay it all the way to the poorhouse. It's not made if it's in Roanoke. Okay, here it comes, night. Pulling up in front of our house like a bus. Came at me with shears. Sweater had faces all over it, famous faces, knitted all over it. Porch lamp ticked off Central Daylight Time. How many hours did it take me to smoke this cigarette, she said with a smile. The smell of fried peach came drifting out one of the castle windows. Let's go around the back, I said. My brother burned some stuff back there. We ducked down and walked through the black bushes. My shoe made a sucking sound in the turf. He can afford anything, I said. He's got dogs that blow on trumpets. Jeez, gust. Thunder. Cracks over Ben Franklin's shop. He wrapped my dreams in a blanket and led them outside to the black book in the yard. This river leads right up to the party. How do you like my little boat? This is the way pioneers took to other settlements. We'll be there in 10 minutes. You can see the lanterns from here. When we get there, we'll go upstairs and make 3 long-distance phone calls. Hey, what if Indian tribe occupied Southern California? They're a lucky bunch of color. Oh. Sting Bible, more seed Bible, nerve and spell. Moments downhill. Towards sleep in the Stillwater shop. Imagining places I was almost sure I'd never been, and had taken to assuming where the memories of my grandfather somehow deposited in my mind. They were there and gone. Just before I could get my bearings, catch any names and find out where the hotel was. Just a pile of glass shavings that cannot ever be reassembled into the gone order of buildings and the shade pouring off of them.
All right, that's The Country Diary of a Subway Conductor, track number 8 from Starlight Walker, the first LP by David, Stephen, and Bob, the Silver Jews, or Silver Jews, as it were. What'd you think of that one? That's a little all over the place, right? That's like a nightmare. It feels as though that is a group of people that are exploring the studio space and what they can do with it, with multiple tracks and, you know, just better sonic accessibility than they've had at this point. and they're playing and they're having fun with it. And I think, goddamn, that's great. Why not? You know, I think it's fun. It's I could take a few of those songs. I'm not, down for a whole album of that, but I'm definitely in favor of the experimentalness, especially when we see what it begets, you know, as the band goes forward in the future. So there's that. Let's continue onward in our journey through this epic poem called From Cantos for James Michener, Part 2. And right now we are reading XCVL. He wasn't sure how the bathroom mirror worked, but decided it must be powered by the razor blades and aspirin he found in the engine compartment. It was a matter of relearning everything after he surfaced from the coma. The hospital chapel had bought a battered fog machine from a local heavy metal band that broke up over disagreements about Viking iconography. Sitting in the back row, he began to pray for his hospital roommate, suffering under the Byzantine complexity of back pain. He said it felt like he was laying on top of an architect's model of a small town whose five-story bank building commanded a view of the plains. Clouds of steam drifted around his ankles. Man, I love that first bit. He wasn't sure how the bathroom mirror worked, but decided it must be powered by the razor blades and aspirins he found in the engine compartment. That's fucking badass. That is great. Yeah, I love that. This is great. This is, I'll have to put it all together at the end I'll do a separate episode and I'll string it all together so you can hear it as it was meant to be heard instead of just breaking it down. But yeah, that's some good shit there. And we've come to expect that from our friend David Berman. Just a master of words, like really, truly. I'm so impressed and it's so wonderful to hear. But that's what I've got for you this week. And I hope that you are well and stay hungry, stay foolish, and wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.